But these are the kinds of vegetables that they can get there. And I think that they offer secrets for those of us who don't love, they were just not salad munchers. For example, the tiny little new potatoes, and they eat them with the skins on, and the skins themselves have lots of rich nutrients in it. And it also turns out that when you eat those potatoes, the little waxy potatoes instead of the starchy ones, that they have much lower sugar levels in them too. So there's an interesting secret, as opposed to our big fluffy Yukons that we eat here. Things like sauerkraut and cabbage, wonderful source of all those nutrients. What do you see up in the corner there are bilberries, which are like our blueberries, which are really an antioxidant bomb. And then in the lower left, this is the most interesting one, is the local moss. And they mix it in with the barley and cook it into bread, and it's absolutely nutty and delicious. I really like it. They, you know, sell it in the health food stores for a lot of money. So it's, you know, they do not necessarily have the traditional idea about vegetables. Sadly, Iceland, like everywhere else, the younger generation is in love with all that we have to offer here, and they're eating or drinking more sodas per capita in Reykjavik now than anywhere else on the planet. This is a statue, an ode to Coca-Cola that I came across in Iceland.